The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jehoconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And again, Merry Christmas to you all. In a special way, I want to thank our mighty couple, Mary and Joseph, who came and brought up the baby Jesus, portrayed by none other than our very own Caitlin Clode and Mason, whose last name escapes me right now. Mason Turner. Both of them, so proud of them. Y'all did such a good job. So thank you for bringing up our little baby Jesus. The key is not to drop the baby Jesus. That's the key. Y'all did a good job. Good job. But as we gather on this Christmas vigil to celebrate the birth of our Lord, we do so with tremendous joy, huh? Amen?
Amen.
Indeed, of all the mysteries that make up our faith, only the mystery of our Lord's resurrection is a cause for greater joy. But this is right up there. Number two, our Lord's birth, born in a stable in Bethlehem of Mary and Joseph. Born for our sake, to live and to die for our salvation. A cause of such tremendous joy that God, who has always been and always will be, is indeed faithful to his promise and has come among us to save us. Such a cause for tremendous joy as Christians, huh? Amen. However, though, as this year kind of comes to a close, usually it's also a time of reflection to kind of look over the course of the year. And it doesn't take much thought to kind of look back over the 2018 calendar year and kind of notice that it has not yet been or hasn't really been a banner year or a year of great pride for the Catholic Church, both here in the Diocese of Lafayette and in the course of the nation in America. Right, a lot of scandals have rocked the church. A lot of bad things have come to light that should never have happened. And so we might be tempted to kind of despair or to kind of think that God has abandoned his church or at least is not paying as much attention to us as he used to. But that is not true, huh? Amen?
Amen.
It's in the darkness whenever things get worse, when they become the most bleak. It is in those moments whenever we are in most need of help that God reaches down and says, I've never gone anywhere. I've never left your side. Follow me and return. It's in these moments that the Lord comes to us with his saving grace and help. And nowhere is this better portrayed, perhaps, than in the manger scene that we look upon now on our altar. Our Lord literally comes into the darkness of our human existence, into the darkness of the shadow of death, where our only ruler had been the devil and sin. And our Lord comes in the most dark and troubled areas of human history and redeems it and says to the devil, our ancient foe, you do not have power over my children anymore. You are not welcome here anymore. You need to be gone because you are not welcome, because I will not have my children die in eternal death separated from me, because that's not good enough for me. And so our Lord is born, and he lives, and as he grows, he shows us what it means to be human. He shows us what it means to be happy, how indeed we are to live. He shows us, in other words, what it means to be a human being. This is the miracle. This is the grace of our Lord. God becoming man for us to show us the way to true happiness and glory. Now, to be sure, the world will not believe us. The world does not believe that sentiment that God is the best way to live, or according to his law and his practices and his teachings, will always leave us empty. That's what they'll tell you, right? The world and all of its vanity and its false pride will tell us that the only way to be happy is to get a lot of stuff, to make a lot of money, get a lot of power, and have all the sex. That's what it will say to us, right? That's what the world will tell us. But we know, because as we look at this manger scene and we see the angels and the shepherds and we see Our Lady and Saint Joseph and we see our God made man, we know that it is the truth and not the false voice of the world, huh? Amen? That's what we celebrate today. Today we celebrate the truth becoming incarnate. Today we celebrate the way, the truth, and the life becoming flesh in such a way that we can understand. Because what's more understandable than a baby, huh? Amen?
Amen.
What's more understandable or most relatable than a young child, huh? This is our God. This is how he loves us. This is how he cares for us. He doesn't just kind of zap himself down here to earth in some kind of amazing lightning and kind of just show up and just kind of dazzle us with his glory. No. He knows that in a young child, we can relate. Because we can't relate to dazzling lightning, right? There's nothing with us that would resemble some kind of lightning god or some kind of glorious, overflowing deity. But a child, that makes sense to us. We can relate to that because we are all once children. And many of us, if not almost all of us, are parents or grandparents. Huh? Amen? So my dear friends, today as we reflect on the glory of our Lord's birth in Bethlehem, we do so with tremendous joy and thankfulness in our hearts. Also with tremendous sorrow that the church here in America and in the Diocese of Lafayette hasn't always lived up to the glory that we're called to glory in. But that's in the past. Today, our Lord sets before us our future in the Son of God made flesh. We, for our part, rejoice knowing that if we live our lives according to the rules and the laws that he places in us, and we live our lives selflessly, and we spend our lives in community, like coming here to church and being with others, that we will be happy. And that we'll kind of know the peace. We'll know the peace that comes only from God. This is what we celebrate today. And so I don't know about you guys, but I will celebrate with tremendous happiness and hope in my heart because of what is depicted in our manger scene. Jesus has become man. God has been faithful to his promises. He does not lie or leave us orphans. God is faithful, and because of that, we can live in hope that tomorrow and next year will be a happier and better year. Amen?
Amen. Amen.